It's my pleasure to introduce Julie Pring, and Julie is from Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Rosemary.
Now, what have you got to share with us this month in regards to Parkinson's disease, Julie?
Well, over the past few months, I've talked a little about some of the medical terms used in Parkinson's, and this has included some of the symptoms people with the condition can experience. So I thought I'd introduce listeners to a few more, mainly related to speech, language and swallowing.
Okay, so there can be changes with a person's speech, language and swallowing.
Yes, all three. One of the types is dysarthria, or where sounds used in, when we're speaking are less precise, with speech sounding slurred or difficult to understand. That's just one area. Then there's dysphonia, which is where the person's voice is affected.
Okay.
Mostly in Parkinson's, this is a softer voice or microphonia. I can also have a hoarse voice.
And Julie also mentioned language. So how does that change?
There can be bradyphonia or slower thought processes, which lead to slower speech and some word retrieval difficulties. And changes can also be in nonverbal skills, such as facial expression, including smiling, and also can be in written communication. Micrographia, or small handwriting, is also difficulty typing because of the tremor or stiffness of the hands.
Goodness me. And what happens about this swallowing?
Dysphagia is the medical term for difficulty with swallowing. Many of the same muscles used for speaking are used in swallowing. So people with Parkinson's can have problems drinking liquids or eating food. And the problem there can result in food or fluid moving to the lungs instead of to the stomach, with a condition called aspiration pneumonia. However, for all these, help is available from a speech pathologist, so he can look into the difficulties in swallowing and communication.
Julie, just really quickly, this aspiration pneumonia. So food or water could lodge itself in your lungs.
That's right.
Wow.
Yes. It can be very sudden, or it can be a slow process.
Okay. Now, enough. You amaze me every month with the detail that you give us. Tell us what's happening with Parkinson's in Caboolture this month.
Our monthly support group meeting is next week on the 15th of August. That's the third Thursday of the month. And we're looking forward to being in our new home from now on. Mm-hmm. And that's Morayfield Community Uniting Church in Weir Road, starting at 11:30, and that's a new starting time.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I butted in.
Okay. Also, for an informal chat with others, we catch up at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 o'clock on the second Thursday of the month. So we welcome anyone interested in or on a Parkinson's journey to join us at our meetings or at the cafe.
And Julie, how would a person find out about Parkinson's if they're listening in right now?
Well, you have our contact details at Radio 101.5 FM. So if someone has to contact the station, they can give you can give details out.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's Parkinson's Queensland or myself. So check out Parkinson's Queensland website, www.parkinsonsqld.org.au.
Fabulous. Now, Jules, you often give us a quote or two. Have you got something for us today?
Smile is a curve that sets everything straight. That was said by Phyllis Diller.
Oh, what a wonderful woman she was, hey?
Yes. Yes. And also J.M. Barrie said, those who bring sunshine into the lives of others cannot keep it from themselves.
So true. Julie Pring from Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's, thank you for joining us and keeping us and our community connected. And if you've missed any information and you would like to hear Julie's interview again, or indeed any of the interviews that we do, go to the 101.5 FM website and check out on podcasts. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Rosemary.